This is A Thousand Things to Talk About, Daily Download, Episode 63. I'm Andrea Parrish. Today, we're talking about innovation. Specifically, what is or was your best crazy idea? Innovation isn't easy. Hell, innovation is really hard, and not just because thinking creatively or thinking outside the box often seems to come at odds with how to make it happen, or is this logically possible? Truth is, get a beer or three into most of us, or a joint or two for those so inclined, and it seems like crazy good ideas can just flow. Nearly everyone I have asked this question, and I have asked hundreds, have at least one or two good ideas up their sleeve. The fact is, crazy ideas are often what change the world. From Virgin Galactic to chlorinating water in order to make it safe to drink, the best thing about crazy ideas is that sometimes they actually work. So how about your best crazy idea? Is it one of those? In one study reported on by the Harvard Business Review, it was found that introducing uncertainty into a group situation increased how much the group stated that they valued creativity, while also reducing how willing to embrace creative or crazy ideas they actually were in practice. In other words, crazy ideas could be great, but they're also scary. And humans don't tend to do well in scary situations. So how do you tell the difference between a good crazy and a bad crazy? In the 1962 book Diffusion of Innovation, which introduced the idea of early adopters, Everett Rogers explained the five factors that influence if a new idea will be accepted: relative advantage, compatibility, complexity, trialability, and observability. So I'm curious what your best crazy idea is, and if you think it would work. Find the discussion under Muse Topics on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook. And until tomorrow, I'm Andrea Parrish, and this is A Thousand Things to Talk About.